This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
been there, done that. I'm an old soul. I'll think of a rarely used word like osculator. You know, one who loves or is loved. The next thing I know, I see it emblazoned on a billboard. Some call this synchronicity, the hallmark of an old soul. A friend who shared my love of all things Edgar Allan Poe sent me three little plastic ravens. As was his gift-giving custom, they just appeared one day on my doorstep. A few months later, in January of 2016, I got a text from him saying he was in the hospital with the flu. Well, that flu led to a series of strokes, which killed him. I never got to personally thank him for his gift or have one last chat. I felt bad about that. 3 years later, I was leaving work when a giant, humongous raven swooped low overhead, squawking wildly and drawing a small crowd. For some reason, I thought of my friend. Later that day, another friend sent me a text to let me know that today is the 171st anniversary of the publishing of The Raven. Talk about synchronicity. That got me thinking, when did I get that text from my friend in the hospital? I grabbed my phone and found his old texts, and sure enough, there it was. Quote, "Not ignoring you. Got the flu. It's a killer. We'll get back." Unquote. Dated January 29th, 2016. And here I was reading it on January 29th, exactly 3 years later. I was raised Catholic, so the idea of reincarnation isn't part of my programming. And yet, coming back till you get it right seems like a good idea. You have to walk in every person's shoes to reach nirvana. The robber becomes a cop. The billionaire becomes a pauper. If you're Simon Cowell, you come back as Mr. Rogers. If you're a Kardashian, you come back as a Nobel laureate. I love the film Groundhog Day. Bill Murray, as cynical Phil Connors, TV weatherman, isn't leaving Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania till he treats the townspeople as human beings. He gets stuck in a time loop in which every day is February 2nd. It always begins with his clock radio playing Sonny and Cher's I've Got You, Babe. And every day he runs into pesky insurance guy Ned Ryerson. His whole day repeats in an endless loop. Phil Connors' cynicism kept him locked in the loop. Love set him free. The new Phil loves the people he once disdained. I had an executive producer once who was like Phil. I suggested to her that every TV news person should watch Groundhog Day. She looked at me, paused, and said, "Ugh, I hate that movie." She walked away thoroughly annoyed. I thought, she's coming back. Once I'm done this life, I'm done, but she's coming back, and probably multiple times. In her next go-round, she'll be telling everybody to watch Groundhog Day, while I watch it all on my astral flat screen. You know, maybe it's not how many lives we live, but how well we live the life we have. Poet Charles Bukowski wrote, "We are here to drink beer. We are here to kill war. We are here to laugh at the odds and live our lives so well that death will tremble to take us." That sounds right. Is it me, or do you hear I've Got You, Babe, wafting through the air?
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.